Precious Heavenly Father, we want to return to you thanks and praise this morning. We appreciate you for keeping us alive to see another beautiful morning, the beginning of another week. Lord, the third day of the month of August. We thank you for seeing us through these 7 months of the year and your grace that we have enjoyed, your faithfulness, your fatherly kindness, your love, all your power, everything that we have enjoyed. We thank you. Thank you for the challenges, the battles, everything, Lord, that we pass through. We thank you for. We were not let alone. We are grateful to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We know you that saw us through this first 7 parts of the first 7 months of the year. You are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, may you continue to cause our hope, our confidence, our trust in you to go stronger. We trust you will prove yourself more than you have done in this past month. Lord, grace to love you better, to surrender ourselves. As we come before you as mortals, who cannot be helped except you come to our help. Lord, and we recognize our helplessness, and we look unto you to come to our help, because you say you are the help of the helpless. Lord, as many as are in that condition this moment, Lord, Father, may you cause them to look up unto you. And Lord, looking up unto you, may you attend to their needs, Lord, because that is what you promised to do. Lord, you help those who cannot help themselves. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your promises, Lord, that we are standing upon, that we believe, that we are pleading. The promises of salvation, of Holy Ghost baptism, of healing, of quickening of our body, of impartation of faith, of forgiveness, of grace to attain higher grant. Lord, many, many things. Lord, manifestation of our financial, material desires, all that we have placed before you as individual, family, and as a church. We believe, Lord, your promises have covered them. And we are trusting you that you give us more testimony today. Lord, minister to our hearts through the inspiration of your spirit. Let your word be quickened to our heart. Lord, may we not be forgetful hearers. Let your blood that is constantly speaking better things, Lord, speak better things on our behalf. Forgive our iniquities and sins. Have mercy upon us, Father. At the end of the entire service of the day, Lord, each of us may we have testimony that we have been in your presence. Because we know we cannot be in your presence and remain the same. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you as we open our Bible to Revelation chapter 1. This morning, by God's grace, we continue with our Sunday school lesson. Verse 16 to the end. Revelation chapter 1. And he had in his right hand 7 and he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, the things which shall be hereafter. This mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the 7 golden candlesticks, The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. And please be seated. Last Sunday, thank God for sparing our lives to continue. I was trying to bring our thought on the Pentecost is the standard. So this morning we want to move forward to the seven churches in Asia Minor. We just want to touch them briefly. Then after touching them briefly, we will also come to other parts. We'll come and look at Jesus' messengers and the churches, if this time permits us. And then we'll look at how the messengers were chosen. So when we see how the messengers were chosen, the principles that the prophet considered for each one. So knowing the messengers and their dispositions, and then that gives us a good platform to start the revelation in earnest. God bless you. Such words. Now then, I think there is something else. Now then, I think there is something else you ought to know. Well, we have to give this such words because the exposition of the seven church ages that is generally available is not paragraph. It's not put in paragraphs. Now then, we know the seven churches in Asia Minor. That's what we want to emphasize. Now then, I think there is something else you ought to know. The seven churches which are addressed by John and in Asia Minor and are all Gentile churches. It does not speak to the church at Jerusalem, which was mostly Jewish, with perhaps just a few Gentiles in it. The reason is that God had turned from the Jews to the Gentiles. Thus, the whole of the church ages is God dealing with the Gentiles and calling out a Gentile bride to himself. That makes the church ages and the fullness of the Gentiles the one and the same thing. Praise be to God. Church ages and the fullness of the Gentiles, one and the same thing. Now the prophet gave us the scripture where, you know, God actually departed from the Jews and then turned on to the Gentiles for salvation. And the prophet said, because God does not deal with the two together in respect of salvation. Because there are different programs for the two. For the Jews and for the Gentiles. God had different plan of salvation for them. He is taking a bride from the Gentiles. Of course, the early apostles who believed were part of the bride. Because they were the founding fathers. But the general Jews, God does not deal with them at the same time that he deals with the Gentiles. So, and that is why the prophet referred to this scripture to let us know, because we know that we have been told by the prophet that after the rapture has taken place, that this same gospel will go to the Jews. And that for 3.5 years that is available. So when the gospel goes to them, Moses and Elijah will come and preach the same gospel, not something else. The same gospel, they will also receive it. Praise be to God. So God's grace will go to them during the great tribulation. But for the Gentiles, the day of grace will have been over because rapture will have taken place. Praise be to God. So, the time God is dealing with us is not dealing with them. And that's why they are preparing for their temple worship.
They are preparing towards building their own temple. Because there, the temple worship is their concern. We worship in spirit and in truth. According to John chapter 4. Right. So Acts chapter 13 verse 44 to 48. The prophet, the Bible says, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city. I wish that even though we have it here, it's good. Many of us are acquainted with it. You can equally open your Bible and you are reading from your Bible. Because we are reading the Bible quotation. But reading and has us to open it because it's right displayed here. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. This is Paul here preaching. All right. Maybe we let's go a little earlier than this paragraph 44. Acts chapter 13. Can you project that to us? Acts 13. All right. Yeah. Let us speak from verse 26. From verse 26. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. I want you to watch that. Let me see. All right. This happened in Antioch. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. This is Paul talking about Jesus Christ. That the prophet spoke about him, and the priest, they were reading about him in the temple every time, yet they crucified him because they didn't know him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they partly that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption. He said unto this, on this wise, I will give you the sure message of David. Wherefore he said also in another Psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he has served his own generation, by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. So David could hardly be speaking about himself, because he saw corruption. This was Paul talking. You know, when Paul met the Lord, he took the scroll and went to Arabia to go and study. This thing that Paul was talking about, he didn't learn it from nobody. They were given to him by Jesus Christ in form of revelation. You know, we concluded our thought on revelation last week during the Sunday school. All right? Let me repeat. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despise us and wonder and perish. For I will walk a walk, for I walk a walk in your days, a walk which ye shall in no wise believe. Prophecy. Prophets spoke about that. And Paul was quoting it to the Jews and those other people. And it came to pass. Which is I know wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when this congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day, that's verse 44, where the prophet started from. You can come back to that. From verse 44. And the next day, the next Sabbath day, came us almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. The prophet said, from that day, God stopped dealing with the Jews. Then he started dealing with the Gentiles unto salvation. So that is the point of departure, as the prophet taught us. You see, it only takes the prophet to situate the scripture. A theologian can't pick this out, because this marks a great dispensational change. God's own plan of salvation. Are you following what I'm trying to say? God's plan of salvation. How God does not deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time. So from this point, God began to face the Gentiles because they rejected the counsel of God. Now, let's follow. Lord, we turn to the Gentiles. For so as the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and they spared them out of their coast. Spirit of jealousy. You know, Jesus Christ has always been hated, right from the time prophecy came about him, and from the time of his conception until his birth, until he ascended to heaven, up to today, Jesus is still hated. It was the hatred that Paul was showing towards Jesus that led him to go and collect letter from the chief priest. I'm going to silence these people that are calling on the name of Jesus. That name Jesus. You know the Pharisees also, what they did to the disciples. Don't mention this name again. We don't want to hear you mention this name, because there is no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. Only in that name. Praise be to God. But the Jews tear up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and they spread them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came into Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Praise be to God. All right, let's continue. And then Abraham further emphasized in Romans chapter 11, verse 1 to 8. Let us read it also. Romans chapter 8, chapter 11. We might find a little something there too. From verse 1. I say then, as God cast away his people, God forbid, for I also, I am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Watch ye not what the scripture said of Elias, how he made intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, thou, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thy altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what said the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. God, we have witnesses. Anywhere, in any tribe, in any profession, in any part of the world, he will have his witnesses. He will have his witnesses. But thank God that is his program. He's the one that is doing the work. It's not man. So if he were to be man now, we could be counting limitations. You could say, well, it's not possible in this area, it's not possible. But when is God working? He will have witnesses. Amen. Alright? That not bow the knees to the image of power. Even so, then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then, it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel has not obtained that which is seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and hear that they should not hear. They have eyes, but they won't see. Ears, they have. Somebody will speak to them, they will hear, but to have a spiritual discernment, inner ear to hear, they won't hear. That's why Jesus Christ, either has an ear. So that ear that Jesus is talking, they didn't have. How they have, they should not see, and hear that they should not hear unto this day. And David, from verse 1 to 8, that's all right. Praise be to God. So, our prophet went on to emphasize this, to be able to show to us how God have turned to. The prophet was trying to establish to us that this Asia Minor, these seven churches in Asia are located in Asia Minor, that they are Gentile churches. They are located there. Now, many people argue that these churches, they are in Asia. That they are located in Asia. That they have been addressed. They have been. There's no big deal about them. And that is why, you know, like we say that if the promise of God is not quickened to a man, he will not see it. And so it has to take the messenger of the age to be able to know the spiritual relevance, the prophetic relevance of these churches. And that's why the prophet is bringing to us here. Let us move forward. All right. Well, Romans 11, verse 25 to 29. For I will not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blinded. The prophet is still establishing the fact that God parted from Israel and moved to the Gentiles. The prophet is showing us the scripture to establish that God stopped dealing with the Jews and he moved towards the Gentiles. That's what the scripture we are reading. I emphasize it. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant. That's the same chapter that we were reading before, from verse 25 to 29. For I will not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, let you should be wise in your own conscience, speaking to the Gentiles, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming. In other words, though God has blinded them for the sake of the Gentiles, now is not dealing with the Jews any longer for the time allotted. Oh, glory be to God. You know, in the 70 weeks of that year, see, everything is blending together. Now, that's a prophecy to Daniel through the angel, the 70 weeks of Daniel. There will be a time when God will come back to the Jews again, according to, the 70 weeks of Daniel. So a time came in between that God stopped dealing with them. And that is the portion that Brabram is trying to bring out to us here, to see when that time came. And that was during the time that Paul was here. Because very well, Bro Paul has to be the first apostle, prophet, messenger to the first Gentile church age. He has to be, because he is called to do that, because that was the call God gave to him, that I will show him how much he's going to suffer for my sake, and I will make him a light unto the Gentiles. Praise be to God. So he has to be, and because we are coming there to come and look at the authentication of his ministry. These things are necessary. I had a Muslim said sometimes ago that Paul lo da Bibeli ru. He was one that scattered the Bible. He came, he scattered the Bible. Oh, do the Bible kodo. Why? Because of the Godhead that he emphasized. Righteousness that he preached for the Gentiles. You know, Muslims, they don't have any righteousness. It's only works. And the works of their hands is just morality. And it's also limited. It's limited. They believe in almsgiving. And that is so important in their religion. They value it so much because they feel that is going to count for them in the day of reckoning. You know, they believe in almsgiving so much. Christianity too believes in it. But that is not, God does not reckon with that for our salvation. We are saved by grace. And the prophet taught us that if we are saved by grace, the works that we do, they are in appreciation that we have found grace in God, that God has saved us. The good works produced by the Spirit of God that is in us. It's not our moral work. That song that says that the moral man was there and his morality could not help him. He couldn't. You know, it's a great deception in those other religions. Praise be to God. And so all Israel, for I will not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile be coming, when God will go back to them again. According to the 70 weeks of Daniel. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins, as concerning the gospel, their enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Praise be to God. So these seven churches located in Asia Minor contain certain characteristics within them. These seven churches, they contain certain characteristics within them at that ancient date, which became the mature fruit of later ages. What were just seed plants back there came out later in a mature harvest, even as Jesus said, for if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Now, as for the seven churches in Asia Minor, as we have it in Revelation chapter 1 there, where Paul, John was commanded to write unto them. Let's come back there so that we, I'll say this just as we move on there. All right, Revelation. Sorry. John to the seven churches, verse 4. Yeah, thank you. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. He wrote, and these seven churches are their angels. And that is what he expanded on in chapter 2 of Revelation to the angel of the church of Ephesus. Now, come to verse 11. Okay, let's read from verse 9. Yes. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the eyes that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and had behind me the great voice of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. Praise be to God. These were prophetic churches that were not, though they were visibly existing there, but they carry prophetic manifestation for the future. The things that Jesus Christ asked John to write unto them were not to fully manifest during that period, but in the future ages. That's what Abraham was talking about, where we have read. But for their present time, the church of Ephesus carried the characteristics of what will manifest in the future. The Smyrna carry the characteristics of what will fully manifest in the future. The third one, which is Pergamos, also carry the same characteristic, just as Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea carry the same characteristics. And these characteristics are written as we look at Revelation chapter 2. Let's move there. Alright. From verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus. Now, to each of these churches, there were angels sent, messengers sent. And these are messengers that were in the hands, they were in the hands of Jesus Christ, as we have read from verse 20 of Revelation chapter 1. Are we together? If they were just simply in Asia and nothing more to them, what was the relevance of the seven stars in the hands of Jesus Christ? Are you with me? I'm debugging arguments. Because there are arguments that these seven churches are just in Asia. They are not with the way we think they are. What will be the relevances of the seven stars which are in his hands? And the seven golden candlesticks, standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. What's the relevance? You see, it takes a prophet, not a minor prophet. Now, we will not stop emphasizing this because the scripture cannot be understood by any man. It cannot be understood simply by being a Christian. We have to be taught by the person that God sent to that age with that authority to interpret the scripture and situate the scripture so that we'll be able to know where we are. And that is why I preach the sermon, recognizing your day and his message. May God be our help. God sparing our lives, we continue from here too. Next week by God's grace. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. God bless you, sir.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for bringing us together in the sanctuary and sit at your feet to learn more of you. We thank you because your prophet taught us that the scriptures, the way they are written, every age there is a scripture that is ordained to be vindicated. And when the time comes, you send a messenger through whom that scripture will be made known. We thank you for our own day. Thank you for the messenger that you have sent to expound to us these scriptures. Thank you for the exposition of the seven church ages, the revelation of the services, the message in its entirety. As we go through it, O God, by the gift of teaching in the fivefold, we pray that our same spirit will be upon every one of us and give us understanding. And give us revelation. And give us ability to live by the same law. For that is the very purpose of it. That is why your prophet said, it is in this message of the hour that actually faith lays. Help us, Heavenly Father. The portion that has gone forth again this morning, we pray, O God, that we put it in our hearts. Your spirit will quicken it unto us. And nothing will take it out of our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant, replenish him as we leave the rest of the services of the day to your hands. May your name be praised, Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.